Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Backpack by Jennifer Degenhart. Translated by Sydney Bartholomew. For Oscar, life is good. Living and working with his cousins in Dodge City, Kansas. He is living what might call the American dream. After many years, Oscar finally receives his permanent resident card, green card, and opens a business, a house painting company. The work is steady and honest. In fact, it is so constant that Oscar looks to buy a new vehicle to support the business. He is offered a truck at an incredible price, but he has to travel to San Antonio in order to pick it up. What should be a quick two-day trip turns into one of panic when Oscar loses something he has worked so hard to achieve. Michelle is also living a good life. She and her husband, Marcos, live in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Michelle and Marcos work hard. She as a delivery driver and he as a restaurant manager, in the hopes of bringing the rest of the family to live with them in New Mexico. Marcos is originally from Mexico and has two daughters who live there in Mexico with his mother. What the couple lacks, however, is the money needed to secure a lawyer to help with legal paperwork. On one particular trip to San Antonio, though, Michelle's luck seems to turn when she finds a large sum of cash, a perfect solution to her problem. Or is it? In this book, you're going to learn how the lives of two people on separate journeys intersect in San Antonio, one of the colonial cities of the Southwest United States. Chapter 1. Oscar. My name is Oscar Rodriguez. I am 30 years old. I am not tall, but I'm not short. I am not fat either, but I am really strong. I have brown eyes and black hair. I live in Dodge City, Kansas. Originally, I am from Medellin, Colombia. Now, I live in the United States because there are more economic opportunities here. In Medellin, I have a big family. My parents, my two brothers, and my sister. My mother's name is Lupe, and my father's name is Roman. My mom is 50 years old, and my dad is 55. My brothers' names are Carlos and Javier. They are 22 and 18 years old. My sister's name is Katarina, and she is 15. Now I live in Dodge City with my two cousins. My cousins are the sons of my uncle Roberto. He is my father's brother. My two cousins and I have a painting company. We paint houses. The company is called Rodriguez Painting. We paint a lot of houses in the town and nearby. It's a good business. My cousins are also from Medellin. Miguel is the younger one. He is 24 years old. He is short, so he is responsible for painting the lower parts of the houses. My other cousin is older. His name is Luis, and he is 31 years old. He is the tallest one, so he paints those parts of the houses. I am the owner of the company, so I am in charge of the contracts but I paint too. When I am not working, I like to watch soccer and cycling. Sports are very popular in Colombia. I play soccer on Sundays with my cousins and other guys. I also watch a lot of soccer on TV. I don't have a bike in the United States, but I do like to watch cycling races on TV. I like living in the United States, but I also love Colombia. The two countries are different. That was the end of chapter one from The Backpack by Jennifer Degenhardt. In the next part, I'm going to ask you a lot of questions about chapter one. You are going to pretend that you are Oscar in the story. So I am going to ask you questions with do you or are you? And you're going to answer I do or I am. This will help you practice present simple, and it will help you to improve your comprehension about the story as we go on to chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, until the end of the story. So let's get started. What is your name?
My name is Oscar.
How old are you, Oscar?
I am 30 years old.
Very nice. How do you describe your physique? Your physique, your body, you know, like the way your body is built?
Not tall, not short, not fat, but really strong.
Okay, that's very nice. What color are your eyes and hair?
What color are your eyes and your hair?
My eyes are brown and my hair is black. Okay. Oscar, where do you live?
I live in Kansas City.
Oh, is that where you're from? Where are you originally from?
Oh no, that's not where I'm from. I'm originally from Medellin, Colombia.
All right. Why do you now live in the United States?
Why do you live in the United States now?
Well, because there are more economic opportunities. All right. How many members are in your family in Medellin? And who are they? Do you have a big family? Do you have a small family?
I have a big family. We are six, including my parents, two brothers, and a sister.
All right. What are the names of your parents? Or what are your parents' names?
My mother is Lupe and my father is Roman.
How old are your brothers and what are their names?
Carlos is 22 and Javier is 18.
Okay. What is your sister's name and how old is she?
Her name is Katarina and she is 15 years old.
Who do you live with in Dodge City?
Who do you live with?
I live with my two cousins.
All right. Very cool.
So who is Uncle Roberto?
He is my father's brother.
Okay. What about your business? What kind of business do you and your cousins run?
We run a painting company called Rodriguez Painting.
Run, you know, walk, run. But here it has another meaning. Run, R-U-N, here means operate, to operate a business. So I run a painting company called Rodriguez Company, or we run because we are three people.
Okay.
What is your role in the company?
Well, I am in charge of the contracts, but I also paint. I am in charge. In charge means responsible. You have that responsibility. And my cousins, Miguel and Luis, both paint. Both of them paint. But Miguel paints the lower parts of the houses because he is a little short. And Luis, because he's really tall, he paints the higher parts of the houses. So, yeah. How old is your cousin Miguel?
He is 24 years old.
Okay. What about Luis? How old is Luis?
What about Luis? What about Luis?
Luis is 31 years old.
And Oscar, what are your hobbies?
My hobbies are watching and playing soccer and also watching cycling races. Cycling, you know, people doing races on bicycles. It's called cycling races.
Okay.
What sports are popular in Colombia?
Soccer and cycling are really popular in Colombia.
Okay. Do you have a bike in the United States?
Do you have a bicycle?
No, I don't.
So, what do you do on Sundays?
On Sundays, I play soccer with my cousins and other guys.
How do you feel about living in the United States?
You know, I like living in the United States.
Do you still have affection for Colombia?
Oh, yeah. I love Colombia.
How do you feel about the differences between the United States and Colombia?
I like both, but the two countries are just different.
All right, that was the end of the questions and answers about Chapter 1, Oscar. Please go back to the beginning of the episode and listen to the story again and practice your comprehension, your grammar, and vocabulary. This way, you will improve your English much more quickly. And if you want, you can go to Amazon and buy the book, The Backpack by Jennifer Degenhardt, and read along with me. It's a great book, and I highly recommend it. Thanks for listening. I will see you in the next episode.